This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Most of the Front Range, including Metro Denver, will experience colder than usual weather starting Saturday. The National Weather Service says a large front is bringing a blast of Arctic air to the region. Most communities will see high temperatures in the teens and single digits every day through next Tuesday. Grand Junction and the mountains will avoid the brunt of the Arctic blast. And with that cold weather, the annual X Games are back in Aspen starting today. The halfpipe, snowboarding, skiing, and other extreme sports will happen at Buttermilk Mountain over the weekend. The events will be televised on ESPN and streamed on YouTube and Twitch. The competitions are free and open to the public. Xcel Energy plans to install a massive new battery in Pueblo to restore renewable energy. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado's largest gas and power company is partnering with Forum Energy to build an iron air battery at its Comanche Generating Station, a coal power plant it plans to shutter by 2031. The technology should store electricity 25 times longer than traditional lithium-ion batteries, but it hasn't been extensively tested. That kind of long-duration storage could be critical as Xcel shifts to wind and solar, which are more variable than fossil fuels. The company says the battery could be ready as soon as 2025. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more on what's happening around Colorado today at CPR.org. And that winter weather will come quickly and hard. In Denver on Saturday, the high will be 30 and the low will be 6. Stay warm. Stay tuned.